Just one question for you.
Why not you? Why not you? Like, why not? What makes you think that it's possible for other people, but it's not possible for you? I believe it was Steve Jobs who said, things start to change in life when you realize that the world was created by people no smarter than you. No smarter than you. Think about that. What if that was true? What if that was true? Like what you have in your mind, people were thinking the same thing, very similar, and they created the world. Their mind, their IQ wasn't 1,000 times higher. They just saw a problem. They found a way that they could make a solution for it. And they created that solution. What if it was that simple? Some of you guys have million-dollar ideas just sitting there in your head, molding, getting stale, smelling bad. You don't even want to share it anymore. But I want to come on here today to remind you of the power of that. I want to come on here today to remind you of what's in your mind if you can just get it out there for the world. Because what if the thoughts and the things you see and as they filter into your brain, all these things that do that, what if they were not? What if they were not just a coincidence? What if it was there for a reason? What if these thoughts you've been having lately, these things that have been waking you up at night, these things that have you waking up early and it's right on your mind still, these dreams you're having, what if they were coming into your mind because they were meant to be shared? What if they were meant to become your outlet? That was what you were here for. Someone out there needed that message that you refused to share. And the only thing worse than not sharing things sometimes is the reason that we give for not sharing it. That alone, from what I've learned with working with clients, that's the only thing that holds people back. Whatever story you have of why you're not doing it is the exact reason why you're not doing it. That's it. Classic things that I hear in my line of work is, well, everyone else is doing it. It seems boring. No one's going to really care. And understand, that's your perspective. How low must you value what you've been through to actually think that and believe that and operate out of that belief system? You have to think more of yourself than that. You have to. There's no way you can really believe that. You believe it's not worth sharing? You think you're just supposed to go through that pain and not share it? Just keep it for yourself? For other people to just go ahead and walk through and make the same mistake that you did? What if everyone did that? What if everyone ate a food that made them sick and they never told anyone it made them sick? Someone had to write it down to save us some pain. But you see it happening to everyone else. Everyone else seems to maybe be getting popular, to maybe their videos click, their book sells, their music gets listened to, but not you. But what if they just didn't have the same belief system as you? What if they just didn't believe the same things as you? What if what it meant to them, when people don't buy it or people don't listen to it or people don't watch it, what if it meant something different to them than it means to you when people don't listen to you? People don't listen to you and you think it's not worth telling. It's not worth sharing. But for some people, when people don't listen, it means that they just haven't reached the right people yet. There's a difference. And the story you keep repeating to yourself, the reason why you haven't done it, like, why are not people not jumping into this life that they want? Why aren't you just jumping? What is it that you need to tell? What kind of story do you need to tell yourself to make yourself get a higher energetic charge to do it? Make up something. Make up something. Because if it makes you take an action from something you can create in your brain, you created something in your brain to not take action. So why not create something in your brain to take action? Sometimes as a pro athlete, if you guys are new around here, I was a pro athlete for 12 years. There were times someone would look at me and I would look at them, and that would be enough for me to say, oh, they're going down tonight. I know they're looking at me and they're thinking, oh, we're going to get this guy. This is going to be Luke's off day. And that was all I needed. That was all I needed. I didn't need to stretch before the game. I don't need to sit there in my meditation before the game. That alone was enough to fuel me emotionally and energetically to destroy anyone that got in front of my path. That was it. So some of you need to create something in your mind because you already have. And if you don't think you have, then that means it's just created itself in your mind to keep you safe, which means you don't even stand a chance to grow. A deeper emotional reason to do it. Find that reason. It has to be emotional. If there's no emotion, just forget about it. We're emotional creatures. If I said, I want you to leave your house as fast as you can, I'm going to time you, and you're sitting there eating some dinner on your couch, I'm going to time you, how fast can you leave your house, and we time you, you're going to get a certain time by the time it gets you off the couch, turn the TV off, and go downstairs. And I can say, one more time, I want you to go as fast as you can. Now, on this next time, I'm not going to tell you to get out your house. Instead, I'm going to stand maybe in a different room. I'm going to fire 7 gunshots in the air and say, everyone get out now. How much do you want to bet that you'll get out the house faster that time? What's the reason? Well, the reason was because there was an emotional charge there. Hearing the gunshots in the air makes you fear death, makes you fear your life. Now your adrenaline's kicked in. Adrenaline's a hell of a drug. You forget all about turning the TV off. You forget about setting your dinner down. You're jumping up, throwing the plate everywhere, and running down the stairs and getting out the house as fast as you can. Find a different reason. I cannot stress this enough. My clients, when they get the massive results, it's not that we've changed what they've wanted. Sometimes we don't have to change what they want. All we have to change is why they want it. This is Luke for Luke Life Charms, over and out.